This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives at Spark Arena in Auckland to address the Indian community. Around 10,000 people have already gathered at the venue. Members of the Indian diaspora from across New Zealand have come together for this special event. Prime Minister Modi and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, have decided to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership. Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon shared this in Auckland while addressing the special briefing on the Prime Minister's visit to New Zealand. He added that the Prime Minister endorsed the India-New Zealand Strategic Partnership Roadmap to 2030 as a framework to guide joint action over the next 4 years. He added that this decision aims to take bilateral relations to a new level, strengthen existing cooperation mechanisms, and explore new avenues for deepening cooperation both bilaterally and multilaterally. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a strong, self-reliant and future-ready defence force by strengthening both conventional defence capabilities and advanced technologies. Mr. Rajnath Singh was addressing the commissioning ceremony of the INS Mahendragiri, the 6th Project 17A Indigenous Stealth Frigate, into the Eastern Fleet at Vishakhapatnam today.
It has a long-range surface-to-air missile combination with a multifunction radar that can detect and destroy any threat coming from the sky from a distance. And it has an indigenous rocket launcher, torpedo launchers, an integrated anti-submarine defense system, an electronic warfare suit, and a close-in weapon system too. These all things make INS Mahendragiri as invincible and strong as the Mahendragiri mountain. Mahendragiri parvat ke saman hi
abhed aur majboot banati hai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to the younger generation to connect with libraries, highlighting their significant role in shaping an individual's personality. Inaugurating the Jayaprakash Narayan Public Library in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan was a great freedom fighter, thinker and national leader who made remarkable contributions to the country. Highlighting the role of libraries in nation building, the Home Minister said they are a powerful medium for spreading country's culture and knowledge among the masses along with modern education. Union Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari chaired the 3rd BRICS Transport Ministers meeting today in Nagpur, Maharashtra. While interacting with media, Mr. Gadkari said the delegates discussed the efforts to make the carbon neutral transport in road, rail, aviation and waterways transport by adopting the alternative biofuels and pollution-free technologies. BRICS Ministerial Declaration 2026 has also been adopted during the meeting for strengthening this cooperation among BRICS countries. Niti Aayog has convened a stakeholder consultation on implementation of the Shanti Act 2025 in New Delhi with focus on developing legislative and regulatory framework, strengthening finance, insurance and public perception. The consultation brought together key leaders, policymakers and experts from the government, research institutions and industry to deliberate on the operational framework of the Landmark Act. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 3 days. In United States, the Trump administration imposed a fresh round of sanctions on Iran today, targeting individuals and financial networks linked to the country's leadership. This comes in response to Tehran's attacks on commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this week. The latest measures mark another escalation in Washington's campaign against Iran following a series of retaliatory steps that have included U.S. strikes on Iranian targets and the withdrawal of a sanction waiver that had allowed Tehran to sell oil. In the FIFA World Cup, Norway will take on England while defending champions Argentina face Switzerland late in the night in the quarterfinals to determine the remaining semifinalists. Spain secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over Belgium to advance while France progressed with a comfortable 2-0 win over Morocco. India will face host England in the 5th and final T20 international of the series today in Southampton at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England has already clinched the series with a 3-0 lead, while India will be aiming to register a consolation victory before the teams move on to the ODI series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.